Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pada tanggal 1 Juli 2024, Yang Mulia Sam Mostyn secara resmi dilantik sebagai Gubernur Jenderal Australia. Ia menjadi Gubernur Jenderal ke-28 di negara ini dan wanita kedua yang memegang posisi tersebut. SBS Examines mendapat kesempatan berbincang bersama Yang Mulia di Konferensi Dewan Komunitas Etnis atau FECA di Brisbane dan membahas tentang kohesi sosial, tur kerajaan pertama Raja Charles sebagai raja, dan visinya untuk Australia. Gubernur Jenderal, terima kasih banyak telah bergabung dengan kami hari ini. Dalam pidato pengambilan sumpah, Anda berbicara tentang pentingnya optimisme dan persatuan bagi masa depan Australia. Namun penelitian menunjukkan kita melihat meningkatnya perpecahan dan keretakan dalam kohesi sosial di komunitas kita. Bagaimana kita dapat membangun kohesi sosial di saat yang penuh tantangan ini?
I get to go to communities where I see the very best of social cohesion. I meet often with young leaders from multicultural communities who have a very clear-eyed vision of what is essential for cohesion, and it comes down to inclusion and respect, the way we conduct conversations, the way we disagree without falling into rancor and violence and disrespect is one of the most important things that I can do and that any person in a position of public office must do. We can convince ourselves that we're becoming less socially cohesive, or we can look optimistically at those that are teaching us that to care for one another, to carefully listen to one another's difference of opinions, and to engage respectfully and with a deep sense of inclusion.
Tetap ada kekhawatiran terkait isu kohesi sosial. Apa saja tantangan yang Anda perhatikan?
I get to see and observe in my role, if we lose the capacity to care, if we lose the capacity to reflect deeply on what has made us strong, then that would be a worrying trend. It's about focusing on the things that have made us strong and caring enough about the way we conduct ourselves to ensure that we don't allow, the tropes of division to drive an outcome that none of us in Australia would enjoy or see as positive for the country.
Kepedulian menjadi tema yang konsisten bagi Gubernur Jenderal dan merupakan inti dari visinya untuk Australia yang modern. Ia menggunakan kesempatan untuk berbicara tentang visi kepeduliannya saat upacara pelantikannya dalam pidato pertama sebagai Gubernur Jenderal.
Care has a deep and resonant place in our Australian identity. Care is that gentle thought and the outstretched hand that Australians have always been ready to share when great challenges present themselves. Care is the quieter, better part of ourselves. If I can capture in a few words my aspirations for our country, I believe that these testing times call for an unstinting focus on kindness, on care, and on respect.
Lebih jauh tentang konsep kepedulian, seperti apa kepedulian yang Anda bayangkan dalam komunitas kita?
It's a commitment to caring for one another, caring for those that care, but caring for our civics and institutions, and caring for the way we conduct ourselves in the tough discussions and conversations that we're having as a country and that come from all around the world, of course.
SBS Examines berfokus untuk menghilangkan informasi yang salah, dan saya bertanya-tanya apakah menurut Anda ada kesalahpahaman seputar peran hal-hal sipil dalam masyarakat Australia?
We are such a fortunate country, gifted with so many advantages, that I think complacency is a big issue. And so I would like most Australians to reconnect with the institutions that make us significantly stronger than often we realise. The extraordinary power we have with the combination of 65,000 years of culture from First Nations people shared so generously with us, combined with the British institutions that give us our constitution, our Westminster system of government, compulsory voting, and an independent electoral commission, and then the great multicultural migrant story, refugee story of the last half century or more. And I worry that for many Australians, they've given up on understanding that we have a constitution, that we have a series of principles that underpin the security of the nation.
Sebagai Gubernur Jenderal, Anda adalah perwakilan dari Yang Mulia, Raja Charles III di Australia. Apa peran Raja bagi Australia modern dan apakah ada yang berubah?
We have a system that has its history with a link back to monarchy, but a Governor-General that is chosen by an Australian Prime Minister. I am very proud of the fact that I am the King's representative, but I know that my role is very much in our constitution and in the executive powers, and I exercise those functions with a very clear mind and heart about what Australians expect of their Governor-General. I think when you have an optimistic modern king who wants to come back to Australia for his first time as King of Australia to hear the story of great success that is uniquely Australian and emanates from Australians. I think that's one of the great opportunities in my role, but it's also one to remind the country that this is where a lot of the stability of our system emanate from, our constitutional monarchy and the fact that we have such a free and open democracy.
Tahun depan adalah peringatan 50 tahun Australian Honours, termasuk penghargaan seperti Order of Australia. Bagaimana kita dapat memastikan bahwa penghargaan ini bersifat inklusif dan mencerminkan komunitas kita yang beragam?
These awards and honours are open to everybody. Anyone who is doing remarkable things in our community should be nominated. So I would encourage people watching this interview to think about the people in community who should be receiving these honours and awards. It's not a very diverse group historically, but it lends itself, the whole system lends itself to honouring those who have achieved remarkable things, either at the very highest level of their professions or in the most incredible volunteering roles or community building. And I look forward to, during my term as Governor-General, to seeing that change quite significantly so that we can celebrate that 50th anniversary with something that represents the Australia that we are today and where we're heading in the honours and awards system.
SBS Examines, episode kali ini diproduksi oleh Nicola McCaskill dan Rachel Knowles dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.